Greetings again, brothers and sisters of the family of the world that God created. Everything we have in each one of us, all created by one amazing Creator God. Amen. Welcome. It's Pastor Bob, and it's our 18th episode of Daily Respite as we head towards the end of August. It's August 26th. Amen. And it's Thursday. And I still am broadcasting from our remote studios on St. Philip Drive in Lexington, Kentucky. I'll be back in the heart of Amish country, Arthur, Illinois, sometime tonight. Traveling prayers for Pastor Bob. Amen. All right. Today is Thursday. So it's Mark Nepo Day. Mark Nepo's amazing devotional called The Book of Awakening. The Book of Awakening. Now that's a good title, but how about this subtitle? Listen to this. Having the life you want by being present to the life you have. Isn't that just being in the moment? Having the life you want by being present to the life you have. It's already here. The kingdom of God is right in front of you. How many times do we have to say it? Mark Nepo just said it again in a different and new way. He said, having the life you want by being present to the life you have, which corresponds perfectly, of course, with today's devotional for Mark Nepo, his August 26th devotional, if you happen to have the book. It's called The Rabbit and the Garden. The Rabbit and the Garden. And as always with Mark Nepo, we begin with a quote. This time it may be by someone that a few of you have heard of, Marcel Proust, the author, the renowned author. The Portrait of an Artist as a Young Man, one of his classics. That's as far as I'll go with that. So we have the quote, then we have the devotion from Mark Nepo, and then he gives us three practices for today to reaffirm the universal truth contained in the devotion, so to speak. All right? So, I think we're ready. Here we go. The Rabbit in the Garden. We begin with a quote by Marcel Proust, who says this. The real voyage of discovery consists not in seeking new landscapes, but in having new eyes. Mm-mm. Now that, you know, that's something Jesus could say. That would fit right into the Gospels. You pick one of them. I'll put that in just the right spot as he's talking about being blind or when the blind can see, or if you don't even know you're blind, then you're blind. And then he would say, and the real voyage of discovery consists not in seeking new landscapes, but in having new eyes. Here's the devotion. In the movie Phenomenon, John Travolta's character has done everything he can think of to keep this pesky rabbit out of his garden. He's even put in fencing that goes 3 feet underground, and still, everything he plants is nibbled through. Suddenly, one night, he wakes and realizes he's been going about this all wrong. In the moonlight, he quietly goes to his garden and opens the gate. And then he sits on the porch and waits. To his surprise, as he begins to fall asleep, the rabbit scurries out of the gate. While he'd been trying to keep it out, the rabbit was trapped in his garden, and he was inadvertently keeping it in. How often do we barricade and fence up our lives against hurt and loss, thinking we're keeping the painful things out when they're already trapped inside us, eating at our roots? And what we really need to do is to open the gate and let them out. Amen. And now for practical affirmation of our devotion today. Center yourself. Now consider what you are currently trying to keep out of your heart. It might be a fear of what's to be, or a memory of what has been, or the truth of a situation you are living right now. Now, close your eyes and now open the gate to your heart and wait. Breathe and wait. Breathe slowly and give the rabbit a chance to leave your garden. And now you know what Thursday's for. Amen.